Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord, your speaker, Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas. Now shall we consider a little further the first chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians and verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now if you were to ask the speaker if he believes in election, he would certainly answer in the affirmative. We believe most emphatically in election, for it's taught in the Word of God. However, I should like to make one point clear. Now, if you were to look at the outside of the door of grace and the door of mercy, the door of salvation, you may well read these words upon it. Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." So that any passerby, anyone anxious, anyone desirous to know his sins forgiven, his soul saved, to know that he was bidding fair for heaven, in other words, to have that definite, positive assurance that his or her sins are all gone and that he or she is in Christ and once in Christ forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. All you would have to do, friends, is take a look at that open door. Oh, open that. A tremendous cost. It cost the precious life of my Lord Jesus Christ. Every drop of blood that coursed through his sinless veins was poured out upon dark Calvary in order to purchase for us salvation, to open up the door of grace and mercy to all mankind, to open up the way right into the very presence of God. Now, I should like to take you on the inside for just one moment. And I think if you were to take a look at that door from the inside, as one has put it, you would perhaps read these words, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world." Now, you perhaps have noticed that in our messages to you, we have been pointing out the distinction, in other words, the exalted place that is ours in contrast to what once belonged to the children of Israel. In other words, to what was their portion in the Old Testament. And we did show you that their blessings were limited and that their blessings further were earthly. Now I should like to make another point, I think, today that is most important and most significant too. And that is to say, not only that our blessings are heavenly in contrast to theirs that was earthly, but we noticed that Israel has been blessed, and their blessings, if you were to turn to the Gospel by St. Matthew, chapter 25, you would read there about Israel and Israel's portion in a coming day, and this is what you would have to say of them, chosen from the foundation of the earth. Now, you would find that in Matthew 25 and verse 34, "Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And we also pointed out that we did not pretend to know how old this little planet is on which we live today, but Israel, since they are an earthly people and their blessings are earthly, past and present and, of course, in a future day when they'll be restored to himself, to them the word is chosen from the foundation of the world. But when you come to the church, those who sustain the nearest place, the bride of Christ, and consequently the nearest place and position to the very heart of our God, this is what he has to say of us. "According as he hath chosen us in him, not from the foundation of the world, but before the foundation of the world." And I couldn't think of anything that should so stir my heart and produce sincere appreciation to him when I think of his having thought upon me, yes, before the foundation of the world. And one can say in the language of the poet, "Chosen not for good in me, wakened up from wrath to flee." And then one thinks of the word of another poet who said, "Why was I ever made to hear his voice and enter while there's room? While others make their wretched choice, they'd rather starve than come." Oh, my heart goes out in deepest sincere gratitude and thanksgiving to the God of heaven for the fact that I have been chosen before the foundation of the world. Does that not grip your heart and thrill your soul today? Now listen, if He isn't yours, trust Him at this moment and receive Him as your personal Savior. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on His name.